Public education. Government-funded education facilities and curriculum. It is time to end government-funded and controlled education. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that does good. Psalm 14:1. Essentially, the Supreme Court and those who supported its decision to remove prayer and Bible reading from public education were certified fools. Now, I know there are arguments to justify their decision, but all of those arguments can only be made by fools, people who do not really believe in God. You say, wait a minute, that's not true. There were many Christians in agreement with the decision. Well, let's look at this logically. The above verse says that a person who does not believe in God is a fool. So, shouldn't a Christian be concerned about others being fools? I tell you no, but except you repent, you will all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. This verse says that those who do not repent will perish. Shouldn't a Christian be concerned about others perishing? He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, do you love me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. John 21:17. In the above verse, Jesus is saying that the proof that you love him is if you feed his sheep. The feed that Jesus is talking about is the gospel, as is indicated in the verse below. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. So, it appears to me that a person who allows others to be fools, to perish, and to never hear the gospel, is completely out of step with Christ Jesus, whom they claim to believe in. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed in him, if you continue in my words, then are you my disciples. Indeed, John 8:31. So, to be a disciple, you must continue in Christ's words. I can only conclude that those Christians who went along with the Supreme Court decision were acting like fools. And so we allowed an atheistic education system to evolve and destroy the spiritual fabric of our country. It is time to take education back under the auspices of the church so that we can be healed and know peace and know freedom once again.